the Black Rod Podcast.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Black Rod. I know I haven't made a podcast show in a long time, in a good while, good minute. How everybody doing out there? A few things I just want to discuss, you know. Your boy Lonzo Ball. A little sports, get into some sports talk. Lonzo Ball coming back off his little injury, knee injury or whatever. Been playing pretty good. His free throw up a little bit, you know, shooting like 58%. He had a solid game against Miami Heat the other night. He stuffed a stat sheet, 7, 8, 6, 6 steals, something around like that. And, yeah, man, I think the kid gonna be a phenomenal player. May not be Magic Johnson, one of the greatest point guards ever in my book, but I think he will be a good player. The whole NFL thing, Lamar Jackson, Louisville quarterback. Recently, some NFL big internet people was like, they think he should switch to wide receiver. Like, really? Like, the guy is a hell of an athlete. He kind of like Deshaun Watson, but Deshaun Watson was probably a little bit better at accuracy, but the boy Lamar Jackson could go. If it was me, I wouldn't switch my position. And even he states in a recent article he did, he states that he's strictly a QB. Man, NBA has been pretty good. Some good games lately. But who are the top 5 players in the NBA right now? Like, who are they? Like, my book, mine's are no order, but KD, Bron, Steph, Harden, and AD, Anthony Davis, that is. Like, them my top 5 players in the league right now. So leave me a message. Tell me what you think about who my top 5 are. Tell me your top 5. It seems like Rick Ross seems to be in a hospital. I don't have too much info on that, but I just been seeing around social media people saying pray for fucking Rick Ross. You know how people do, jump on a bandwagon and praying for people. I ain't saying it's bad, but, you know, cynical people. Maybe I'm just cynical. Fucking OJ's back in this story again. Like, white folks are truly truly love fucking OJ. They just can't let OJ die. They really just love OJ. They can't let the story go. Like, OJ this, OJ that. Like, the story of OJ. Nah, it's Fox bullshit. Got, like, If I Did It, when he was, like, coming out with the book, they got that coming out. So, well, let's see. You know, I don't know if OJ making any money off of it, or, like, who owns the rights to this whole If I Did It shindig interview. But, yeah. And it seems like the, from what I hear, the families of the deceased people are okay with it. So whatever, you know, white folks, they're gonna love. But back to the real shit though. Black Panther, man, what an amazing movie. I mean, that movie was fucking awesome, man. Like, if you haven't seen it, you gotta go see it. Like, I think that is like one of the best movies I've seen. But saying that, it's not the best Marvel movie I've seen. So, hey, Chad Boswick, shooting your gun off, man. I'm shooting my gun off for Chad because he played an amazing role. So did Michael B. Jordan, Killmonger. Like, one of my favorite characters, but my favorite character is probably Shuri, the tech, the sister, stepsister, whatever. I don't know why they had to put, like, stepsister. Just put sister. I mean, but I guess, you know. But yeah, Shuri, she was definitely in a collar. She went buying that wig shit, bro. She threw that motherfucker straight off in the battle. What else I got for you? Let me see. Black History Month, you know, I believe Black History Month is 365, you know what I'm saying, every year, because I'm black every year. New music, Tory Lanez dropped some new shit. Who else? Mozzie. Planet AIDS, to go check his shit out. Elza, phenomenal album. It's Jericho and Jackson. Go check that out. Tory Lanez is pretty dope. I don't have a complaint. Like, one of my best songs on there is fucking the him, the 50 Cent feature, the Fab feature, the one where he talks about his mother. That's pretty dope, interesting song. He goes in and definitely a couple of song, on another song, Hate to Say, where he talk about his little conflict with Travis Scott before, and Drake. Tech 9 also released, got a shout out Tech 9. Oh yeah, but we get into my what else to pop off? Let me see. Oh, Netflix, the Altered Carbon. I mean, that movie, that TV show, it was straight. It was cool for the most part, but like in the wing episodes, it started like whatever. But I did finish it, but it wasn't a big priority to be a finishing. Jessica Jones coming out sometime this month, I think March 8th or March 9th. So I'm really happy to see what they're gonna do with her character. You know, it took motherfuckers long enough. Oh man, what else? I'm currently watching this new joint. Was it 7 Seconds? Regina Hall, about New Jersey corrupt pigs. You know, so far decent. When I'm getting at it, Netflix. They be trying to make you watch some bullshit though, like especially in the movies you be like, oh man, this is a good movie, but it's like fucking different language. You like, oh, fucking subtitles. A few movies because it was like it looked shot good, so I was like, all right. But other than that, man, I'm like, get this shit the fuck out of here. What I got for you? What else I got for you? Oh, Jay-Z, DJ Khaled got Jay-Z, Future, and Beyonce on a record called Top Off. I really could deal without the whole Future, but you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Let's get in. Fuck it, I'm gonna make that my spotlight song of today. So this is it. Shit, real too. Jay-Z, Future.
I ain't gonna stop.
Beyonce,
I see the
DJ Khaled, Top Off, new record.
We the best music. I said it time out of the time out.
Another one.
I said it time out of the Maybach. I said it time out.
To the top of my Maybach.
To the top of
my Maybach.
I do the whole dash with no seatbelt. Screaming free my nigga Meek Mill. Niggas can't Willie in this free world. Meanwhile, Georgie Paul, you sending me threats. Save your breath, you couldn't beat a flight of steps. Try that shit with a grown man. I'll kill that fuckboy with my own hand and hop back in the coop. Just go back to the mud, I hop right out the soup. Save all that whoopie whoop. Let the money talk, let the Uzi shoot. No jewels in this paddock for me. It's complicated, 3 million a piece. That's how we do time. Shot by the mag, that's how we do wine. 91,000 for a wine bill. Keep it real with you, that was Wineville. My whole team ball. Everybody's a star but the team ball. 61 with the thing off. Me and Blue having a sing off. That's a raspberry.
bird rat. The kind you find in a secondhand store, that's a Venice piece. Kind of make haters kiss their teeth. Can't buy this new. I had to back, you know how I do. Two-tone with the powder blue. Really shit to come out the stew. Callin is valid, every word is true. What this nigga gonna do without us, dude?
I did the top of the Maybach.
Town with the floaters, 1.5 for the landlady. B, put the fuckboy on notice.
I'm the only lady here, still the realest nigga in the room. I break the internet top two and I ain't number two. My body, my ice, my cash, I'm real, I'm a triple threat. Fuck it up and then leave, come back, fuck it up and leave again. Top of the coupe and it look like Freak Nick. In the hood hollering, Freak me. Too deep, it's just me and Jay. You're busting in the coast I see. Woo! I like holla. Woo! I might roll up. If they're trying to party with the queen, they gon' have to sign a non-disclosure. Hey. I took the top of the Maybach.
Yeah, that was DJ Khaled, Jay-Z, Future, and Beyonce, top off the motherfucking Maybach. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce came pretty hard on that joint. Another thing, I don't know, man. Another thing about the NFL. If me personally, I think Kirk Cousins should go to Denver. I think he should try to go to Denver. But, you know, if you want the money, fuck it, go to Cleveland. About Black Panther, though. It was such a provocative, it had a lot of underlining messages, symbolism messages for blacks and maybe for others, but it all boils down to, like, for us as African descent people, we have to come together, have to have that sense of pride of oneness to some extent, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, I like to tell people when I'm talking to people and we discuss about everybody coming together, no, all black people are not going to come together, nor have they ever really have come together, because humans, the human life, human brain doesn't work like that, because we all have different perspectives and we all look at certain things differently. But we did have instead of respect for each other, and that's what's missing in our communities and throughout our neighborhoods, our so-called communities and throughout our neighborhoods, that respect level that we have for people, for each other. Like, yo, I ain't gotta like you, but at least respect your brother, respect, you know what I'm saying, the next person to you, you know what I'm saying. We ain't always gotta shoot and stuff like that. Like, if you don't scrap, you know what I'm saying? Shoot a fair one, you know what I'm saying? But the whole violence, like, I was watching the news the other day, and I hate watching the news, but I was watching with my grandma and my nana, and a dude was getting into his truck, and then, boom, another car rides up, boom, just, like, firing nonstop into his truck, you know what I'm saying? The guy is, like, critical condition, but he's stable, I guess. In critical condition, but he is living. And then you chalk it up to the CMU incident, where a young kid was a young student killed his parents when they was coming to pick him up from Chicago. Like we just gotta take another level of consciousness, self responsibility, and self-respect. Like, that's what we're missing in this day and age. Like, everybody wants to be the man, but nobody wants to actually do the things to be the man. Like, they just automatically think they should be the man because they said so. It don't work like that. It's a process that I think, because of certain building blocks that are put in front of African descent people and African people all across the world, that we just blinded by for the most part. Like, yo, your tribe is your tribe. But look, we can understand, like, these people over here, they ain't fucking with us like that. And they don't even fuck about us. But they would rather see us fight rather than be like, ah, damn. You know what I'm saying? Come against them. So we got to come together to a certain extent. And you know what I'm saying? And do our thing. Like, we know we can. Like, we built this shit. Like, this shit started with the original man. So, but that's all I got for you right now, man. I know my shit made my shit kind of long today. But holler at me, leave a voice message. Hit me up on Twitter, BlackRob722. That's my handle. So, you know, tell me your thoughts. Tell me your top five NBA players right now. That's playing today, not all time, people. Don't get crazy with my list. So, have fun. I'm out. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.